Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet Pier Angeli.
Hello.
Hello, Australia.
Hello, Australia.
And you can call me Ray. I won't mind it a bit.
Ray? Oh,
good. That's right. And now, Pierre, where were you born?
Well, I was born in Sardinia.
I see, about 20 years ago?
Yes, that's right.
And you appeared in movies in Italy?
Well, yes, I did two pictures in Italy. Mm-hmm. One called Tomorrow is Too Late and another one Tomorrow is Another Day.
And then Teresa came along, but I think
I did Teresa after Tomorrow is Too Late.
Well, as a matter of fact, there's quite an interesting story behind Teresa, so I think we'll settle for this one. Now, tell me, how did MGM find you?
Well, I just finished to film Tomorrow is Too Late, and I was at home one day, and the telephone rang. My mother went to answer the phone, and the man by name Silvio D'Amico is the biggest coach in Italy, dramatic. He has a big, big school, wanted to talk to me. So I went on the phone, and he said, well, hello, Anna Maria, how are you? I saw your picture, Tomorrow is Too Late, last night, and wasn't a preview, you know, it's just a rough cut of the picture, and I think you are so and so, you know, so wonderful. And somebody is here from America, and they're looking for a girl around 16, 17 years old. And I just called you to tell you to go to MGM because I think you'll be wonderful for the part. And I have many of my girls in the school, but I'm not going to send any of them because I think you are the real, you know, one that
Teresa.
Can do. Yes, Teresa. So I laugh, you know, everything was so funny. And I said, well, where is the picture going to be, you know? And he said, well, I think some in Italy, here in Italy, and some in New York. And I said, no, I can't go in New York. My mother and my father would never let me go. So he said, well, you try and you go and talk to them. And, you know, it never hurts to talk to somebody like this. So I went with my mother and we were laughing all, you know, the way we were going to MGM. And everything was so silly, you know. I mean, I couldn't speak one word of English and I was going to see somebody that couldn't speak one word of Italian. So it was pretty...
I was going
funny.
To ask you that, as a matter of fact. You couldn't speak a word of English.
No, I couldn't. So we went at 3 o'clock and we asked for Stuart Stern, the writer of Teresa. And when he saw me, the first things he said, this is my girl, this is Teresa. And I couldn't understand what he was saying, you know, and the girl was translating everything he was saying. So he said, do you have some pictures with you? I said, no, I don't have it here, I have it home. So he said, will you bring the pictures tomorrow morning? I said, well, I will. So we left the studio, we went home, and after 15 minutes I was home, the telephone rang again, and the girl, you know, how do you call it?
The secretary?
She wasn't a secretary. She was the one that helped him, you know, to translate everything.
Oh, translate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She called me and she said, will you come here? They want to do a test of you. I said, a test? Are you kidding? And so she says, yes. So I said, when? She said, in half an hour. So we left home with pictures, you know, we went there and the camera was there, everything was ready. And Stuart Stern said, well, we are going to do a silent test of you and a very dramatic scene where you have to cry. And so he explained me the scene, but she was always translating what he was saying. It's so terrible.
It made it very
difficult. Yes. Mm-hmm. So he said, well, we go in the next room and you concentrate yourself so you can cry. And I said, no, you don't need to go in the other room. I can cry right now. So I cry. I did the scene. And the test flew back to New York, and Mr. Zinnemann and Mr. Lowe saw the test. They came after 5 days and they signed me in the contract without any... They didn't even see Tomorrow is Too Late, nothing.
Goodness.
They wanted to sign me for 10 years, and I couldn't sign for 10 years. It was too long. My father didn't want me, so I signed for 5 years without option, you know.
It must be a great shock to your parents. I mean, this happening so quickly.
Yes, but the funniest thing was that I didn't know any English, so they had to send me. They sent me 45 miles from Rome without any of my family, you know, with an American girl. And she didn't know any Italian, and I didn't know any English, you know. So when I wanted to eat or say something, it was very hard for me, because I didn't... When you have to learn a language, I think you have to have a basic, you know, something to begin with, you know. But I didn't know anything. So she was singing to me, people will say we're in love from Oklahoma or things like that. And I didn't understand anything she was saying. So I began to ask her, people. So she drew me in a piece of paper, you know, all little figure, many, many little, you know, and was there. And then I asked her, love. She laughed. She said, love, that's difficult.
Amore.
Amore. And so after a week and a half, they sent a big black car in this country, you know. It was a little country with 2-3 houses, something like that. It was awful without my family the first time.
How long did this go on for?
Oh, 2 weeks. Oh, it was terrible. Oh, at night I couldn't sleep, you know.
That's learning the hard way, isn't it?
Oh, yes, was not good for me, my goodness.
Well, now, how long did it take you before you could speak English?
Well, after 3 weeks, I could understand a little bit, and then 3 months, I think, something like that. Yes.
That's a marvelous effort. And you still got that fascinating accent.
Oh, please.
Well, now, did you want to be a movie star?
No, I never.
Never wanted to be a movie star?
No. Mm-hmm.
These fantastic things that happen out here. Mm-hmm. And then, after Teresa, you played in...
After Teresa, I went back to Italy. I asked Mr. Lo the permission to do a picture with the Italian people, and he didn't want to give me the permission because I had the contract with MGM. Mm. So he said, you know, you can work for Italian until you finish your contract, you know. But I begged him. I said, oh, please, you know.
And so he couldn't refuse you.
No, I cried for 2 days. I was screaming. So he sent me, and I did Tomorrow is Another Day. And then I came back here and I did The Light Touch with Stuart Granger.
Did you like working with Stuart Granger?
Yes, it was nice. And
how do you feel when you see yourself on the screen?
Oh, I can look myself now.
You don't
feel,
like...
Oh, no. No, I never go to see my pictures.
Well, you're about the only one in the world. But now, you're working on this film with Ricardo Montalban called Sombrero. What sort of show is that?
Oh, this is a Mexican picture.
I've been looking at the sets. They look very, very nice.
Yes,
indeed.
It's very interesting. Yes.
Mm. And you like movie work?
Now?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I love it. I can't live without.
Once it gets in the blood. How many hours a day would you work on a film?
How many? Mm. Well, we come here at 7 o'clock for makeup. We're ready at 9, and we quit at 6 o'clock.
That's a solid day's work, isn't
it? My goodness, and how.
And you like the American people?
Very much, very much.
They're very hospitable, aren't they?
Very nice with me, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Australians like that back home too.
Yeah.
It's been a great pleasure to meet you, Pierre, and I would like to wish you, on behalf of everyone down there, continued success with your movie career.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Pierre Angeli. Mm-hmm.